Inoculating the masses from ignorance with a big dose of common sense. Here's Gruber.
Well, the young man ain't got nothing in the world.
I got bad news for you on the price of gas. It's going up. It's going up quite a bit, in fact. The price of oil continues to increase about $60 a barrel now. It's on the rise, which means the gas price at your local station is going to be on the rise as well, just letting you know. And you use that with the backdrop of the proposal of 45 cents per gallon increase in gas tax in Michigan, and I just shudder. You know, a lot of things I've been trying to get to all week, and I haven't gotten to yet, so I want to share some of this with you. Let me start with CNN anchor Frederica Whitfield. All right, Frederica Whitfield has been there for, well, just about ever at CNN, I think. She looked pretty well shocked here. I was watching this just recently, pretty well shocked when a Muslim doctor came on the program from the UK and pointed out to her that despite what CNN would have you believe and despite what, you know, conventional wisdom may or may not be, President Donald Trump is held in very high regard in much of the Muslim world. That true, whether you believe it or not, doesn't matter, she said. And she corrected Frederica Whitfield a couple of times during this interview, but I wanted you to hear this part. It's bite number eight. Go. Bite
eight. This president and this administration is often castigated as Islamophobic, but I move in the Muslim world, in Egypt, in Oman, in Jordan, in Iraqi Kurdistan, where this president is beloved. This president and the Republican Party, going back to George Bush, is very dearly held. Today is the anniversary of Halabja, the massacre of 180,000 Kurds at the hands of Saddam Hussein. That only changed because of a Republican president. So it's very important not to lose so much perspective that we start believing our entire government is Islamophobic. That's not the case.
How do you like that? And Frederica Whitfield, her mouth was hanging open. Donald Trump's not only not Islamophobic, he's held in high regard in Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Oman, in a variety of other places. I think he's pretty well thought of in Saudi Arabia overall, from what I can tell. Anyhow, so, you know, that's one thing I've been hanging on to for a couple of days here because I wanted you to understand that. Looking to the election in 2020, Judicial Watch issuing more FOIA requests than they have in a long time, Freedom of Information Act requests. And he's been looking at numerous studies, has Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, and he arrived at a very disturbing conclusion about illegal aliens voting in America, he says. It just came out a day or two ago. I want you to hear this from Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. It's bite number seven.
You extrapolate them, for instance, to 2016, I'd estimate about 1.2 million aliens voted in the presidential elections, 80% of which tend to vote Democrat. So Hillary Clinton got 80% of those votes. If you look at them in 2018, those numbers, given the turnout, I'd estimate you had 900,000 aliens unlawfully vote in the midterm elections.
So you take that seriously. All right, so let's go back and consider what I shared with you earlier. If you go to the numbers in the popular vote, because that's the big push by the left right now, the popular vote needs to be the deciding factor. We need a national popular vote. We need to get rid of the Electoral College because it's the most horrible thing, and it was based on slavery, which is nonsense. But, you know, they throw all these things out there because nobody actually ever does any reading to find out what the truth is for themselves. They're lazy, frankly. People are lazy, and they get their information from Facebook or Twitter or their buddy down the street or whatever it is, and they just accept it. They don't actually have any curiosity about it. They just accept it. And so when you look at what happened, Hillary Clinton won California by 3.4 million votes, all right? And she won the national popular vote total by 2.8 million. So if you take California out of the mix, then Donald Trump won the popular vote by 600,000. And if you take into account what Tom Fitton said there, and if you accept that to be factual and accurate, that means that Donald Trump actually won the popular vote by 1.5 million votes in America, if you don't include California, which, by the way, Hillary Clinton's totals in California were better than 61%. She took better than 61% of the votes in California. So unless you want California deciding who's going to be the president each and every time going forward, disregard this ridiculous notion that somehow we should switch to the NPV or get rid of the Electoral College. I mean, how would you feel if you went to the national popular... Electoral College isn't going to be changed. It would take two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate to get it through that far for a constitutional amendment, and then three-quarters of the states would have to support it. That's not going to happen. You know, 34 states are not going to step up and say, yeah, we'll be irrelevant. We don't care. North Dakota, South Dakota, we don't care. You know, you can just treat us however. We don't care. I mean, come on. And so it's just red meat for the base, right? It's red meat for the base is what that is. And I'm sorry, that's actually 38 states is what you'd have to have to change the Constitution. 38 states. So I don't see that ever happening. Not in my lifetime. And so because it's hard and it's hard work to get a constitutional amendment put through, hasn't happened, obviously, in a very long time. Because it hasn't happened, and so it's hard work. Instead of doing the hard work of what it takes to convince people to have an argument that makes sense, you take the shortcut, you take the easy way out, which is the national popular vote, which is an end run on the Constitution. It's a lazy way to get changes because you don't like the way the game is played. And that, my friends, is flat out wrong. This part of the program brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. Love those people. Charity, one of my favorite people of all time. I'm not going to kid you. My Pure Health Solutions puts together a custom plan for you. I did it a year ago, and I still feel terrific today. All this time later, did the weight, people, oh, you're going to gain all that weight back. No, no, I'm not. And I feel great. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will build a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you, your body, your lifestyle, your situation. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. You get a hold of them today. You can use Flex accounts, health savings accounts. You can get ready for summer right now. Don't put it off another day. Listen to me. Trust me on this one. MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.